Buenas tardes. Estás escuchando a Canciones para Ladrones. Viva. En 101.1. Good afternoon. You're listening to Misdemeanor Music on 101.1 FM. This is your DJ Product Angulo, codename Mr. Mangy. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Listening to Flux Pavilion, How Rude. Keep it. Misdemeanor Music, 101.1 FM, every Saturday night from 9 till midnight-ish. Blah, blah, blah!
Just wanna be.
Sam's lying to you. Don't listen.
Bitches is my sons, and I'ma go and get some bips for them. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on them. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on them. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam, radiator. This stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent in my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what Larry look like. Bitch, I can't even
all these bitches is my sons, and I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money, so I do's what I pleases. I live with the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty. Disgust me. Gave the bitch a ride, got the cannon in the dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the Duffy. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have to terminate her. These little nappy headed hoes need a Perminator. You my seed, I spray you with the germinator. Move back bugs. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed son of bitches, I'ma start throwing shots from me perm at your head. I'ma get the kid version.
Put your number tools in the air if you didn't
put
on them.
My Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Face it, the wool was back.
It's that pinky ring shit, the legend of mask it. Shoot out the speakers with my guns, get Jurassic. Super bad, who am I? Dolomite classic. The band who's back, hands on Angela Bassett. I hand through my plastic, gunplay a mastic. No coke, dope, mixed down with acid on record. Broken down and crafted in seconds. Ladies choice, the golden boy still peppin'. Better respect it, bitch believe. I pull rappers out the hat, tricks up my sleeve. I air out the showroom, the shit can breathe. Fix your weave, you know my expertise.
I got my Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Face in the wool was back. I got my Uzi back, you dudes is whack. Face in the wool was back.
Take it back to the vehicles, swing and get wrecked on points. We in them authentic alley switching joints. Major general niggas, five star. Both arms rock when coke drop. We read 100 niggas' palms. Silences, garbage bags of hash for every cop. We paid for tie.
All right, we have special, we have punk Q&A tonight. This is Misdemeanor Music Punk Q&A.
Shit.
This is Super Sam and S Money.
Sam is punk as fuck.
Super Sam is punk as fuck, and S Money has a question for Super Sam.
That's right.
This is S Money. I'm here with Super Sam. You might know him from around town. He's in a Santa Cruz band. I don't want to give it away.
All the high schoolers love him.
He's really big with the high schoolers. Sam.
What's up?
I've heard you're punk.
That's pretty true.
So, when it comes to being punk, do you view punk as a lifestyle to be achieved? Do you view being punk as a lifestyle to be achieved? Or have you found yourself committing acts in your daily life that fall into the category of what is a punk?
Okay, well, essentially, I do whatever the fuck I want. And sometimes that falls into the category of being punk, and sometimes it just falls in the category of being really punk. And I can't really control whether what I do is punk or really punk. Sometimes, you know, like...
Sam, I'm going to stop you there. When did you learn what it is to be a punk?
I learned that when I was about 11 or 12. Somewhere in there.
Prior to being 11 or 12, were you a punk?
Well, I bought a Ramones CD, and I realized what punk was. I realized that punk was being about... This is being like the Ramones. Ultimately, if you're the Ramones, you're punk.
So after buying your Ramones CD, you developed an idea of what it was to be a punk and did everything in your power to achieve this
Absolutely
image.
Not. I've been doing the same thing since I was 10 years old, and that's doing whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you done
essentially,
today?
Essentially, I've done whatever I want today. And today, you know what I've done? I woke up at 1:30.
That's punk.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking punk. And then, you know what I did? I watched X-Men, the animated series, because I really think Wolverine's the shit. And I watched him do his thing. And you know what I wondered? Is your name... S Money. You know what, S Money? You know what I realized today? I realized that Wolverine in the animated series never actually stabs anyone with his claws. I thought that was actually pretty unfortunate because, like, totally Wolverine, what's the intimidation about him? He has claws and they stab people. Why doesn't he stab people in the cartoon? And that's exactly why I'm punk, because censorship is fucked. And so,
So if you had to name about four key beliefs that compose the ideologies of punk, you would say that censorship is fucked.
Yeah,
is one of them.
I'd say censorship is fucked. Do whatever you want.
Okay.
Listen to the Ramones and fuck everything.
Do you mean punk. That in a literal sense?
Mostly. I mean that in whatever sense I want to mean at the time.
Okay.
In 5 minutes, I might mean something different, and that's pretty punk. I think that contradicting yourself can be really punk, and I think that going along what you say in a very convictional manner can be really punk too. What I've done today really is I got up, I watched X-Men the animated series, and then I went and had a burrito with some of my friends, and then I went up to the beach north of Santa Cruz and Pigeon Point, and I threw rocks in the water and I skipped them. And I ran around like an idiot, and I had a great time, acted like a little kid, and I had a blast. And ultimately, I think what punk is doing what makes you feel good, doing what makes you enjoy your life, because you realize that you only have one life in this world, and you got to do what you want to do. And if people tell you that that's not okay, that's where the whole theory of anarchism comes in, because, like, you're a punk. You're going to do what you want to do. Now, doing things that make other people feel bad and make other people disadvantaged, that's not fucking punk. You want to reserve the right for everyone to have whatever life they want to have.
What are punks' beliefs on interactions with wild animals?
On the subject of wild animals, personally, I have somewhat of a biased opinion. I'm vegan. And so, as far as wild animals go, laughing at me. As far as wild animals go,
as far as wild animals
respect
go.
Their right. I want to respect their existence.
Oh my god!
And I want to respect their right to exist as individuals, just as much as I would respect anyone else.
What about otters?
Otters. Okay, there was an otter I used to surf with every day named Oscar. Oh, we got a call. We got a call.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. You have a question for the punk.
Hey, I was just wondering if the resident punk has had scabies, and if he has, if it's ethical to kill them because they might be animals.
Yeah, can you kill scabies?
Did you say
if they're an animal?
Did you say edible?
And it's killing scabies.
Can you kill scabies if you're an animal? Is no. scabies an animal?
Wait. Did you say are scabies edible?
No.
Are scabies edible?
Or are they an animal?
Is it okay to kill scabies? If
you're a vegan, can you kill scabies?
Do you want to hear what I feel about scabies?
That's why they asked you. Answer the fucking question.
I'm just trying to clarify, just before I go off. Okay, so this is how I feel about scabies. I think that having scabies is totally punk. I've never had scabies in my entire life. But I'll tell you this. That having scabies, you want to get rid of them. And ultimately, even if you're vegan, things that threaten your existence, threaten your way of being, whether it be a health concern that's as minimal as itching your skin, either way, if someone threatens your usual form of existence, you can totally put that out. And scabies, ultimately, they threaten your usual way of existence. He hung up. He doesn't want to hear what I have to say about scabies. But I'll tell you this. If I get scabies, I'm going to do everything I can to get rid of those scabies. And I'll tell you why.
All right, we're cutting your mic off. Sorry. Hey, everyone. Welcome. This is DJ Pronoctangulo. This is Mr. Mina Music. We have a bunch of East Bay runny noses in the studio tonight. We're going to be interviewing some artists, some singers, some lovers, some dancers. We're going to be interviewing Tom Waits tonight. We're interviewing Tom Waits tonight. We're gonna do a live run through of the Scabies Zoo in downtown Santa Cruz. And in the meantime, listen to some Funkarama and then some Jay-Z from the Grey album.
Jay-Z.
This is Mr. Mina Music every Saturday from 9 till midnight. Caressing your eardrums, baby.
Abusers, niggas getting high within the game. If you do, then you explain? I'm 10 years old, still the vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, nigga, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I wear it. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Coney God can judge me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone. This good for this long, this hood, for this pop, this hot, for this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song, the next one I switch up, this one will give it up. These buffs too lazy to make up shit, they crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what, soon they forget where they pluck, they hold staff them and try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, tough, I'm not a writer, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel, plus I know my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime minister, back to finish my business up. Moving wet off the step, purple rain in a drought. Stunting on hoes, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Set my chain, my name, Young H.O. Pitch the yay faithful. Even if they patrol, I make payroll. Biz pay for, friends they roll. Private jets down to Turks and Caicos. Chris caseloads, I don't give a shit. Nigga, one life to live, I can't let a day go by without me being fly, fresh to death. Head to toe to the day I rest. And I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus. Give me a crisp pair of jeans, nigga, button up. S-dots on my feet make my sight complete. What more can I say? Google play the beat. We gon' let this ride into the hook. I'ma snap my fingers. What more can I say to you? Get my flow, man. Let's go.
What more can I say?
Now you know your ass is Willy when they got you in the bag. But like half a Billy and your ass ain't Lily. White, that mean that shit you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly. It's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag. Them crackers gon' act like I ain't on their ass. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish. Far from a Harvard student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not doing it. In fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. 1-2, and I won't stop abusing it. To groupie girls, stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach roof is translucent. Niggas got a problem, Houston. What up, D? They can't shut up, D. Shut down, I, not even P.E. I'm a ride. God forgive me for my brash delivery. But I remember vividly what these streets did to me. So picture me, let these clowns nitpick at me. Paint me like a pickaninny. I would literally kiss T.T. in the forehead. Tell him please forgive me to squeeze into your forehead. I'm not the one to score points off in fact. I got a joint to knock your points off. Young, hope of the guard, nigga, blasphemy. I'm at the Trump International, ask for me. I ain't never scared, I'm everywhere, you ain't never there. Nigga, why would I ever care? Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here. Excluding nobody, look what I embody. The soul of a hustler, I really ran the street. A CEO's mind, that marketing plan with me. And no, I ain't get shot up a whole bunch of times. I make up shit in a whole bunch of lines. And I ain't animated like, say, a Busta Rhyme. But the real shit you get when you bust down my lines. Add that to the fact I went plat a bunch of times. Times that by my influence on pop culture. I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. Fuck this.
What more can I say? take notes while I take totes of the marijuana smoke. Throw you in a choke, gun smoke, gun smoke. Nicky smokes for mayor, the rat slayer, the hooker layer. Motherfucker, say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace. Smack the bitch in the face, take her Gucci bag and her North Face off her back. Jab her if she act funny with the money. Oh, you got me mistaken, honey. I don't wanna rape ya, I just want the paper, the visa, capisha. I'm out like the vapors. Who's the one you call Mr. Macho? The head honcho, Swift feels like Kumacho. I got so much style, I should be down with the stylistics. Make up to break up, niggas need to wake up. Smell the Indonesia, beat you to a seizure. Then fuck your moms, hit the skin to amnesia. She don't remember shit, just the two hits. Her hitting the floor, and me hitting the clips. Sucking on the tits, had the hooker begging for the dick. And your moms ain't ugly, love, my dick got rocked quick. I guess I was a combination of House of Pain and Bobby Brown. I was humping around and jumping around. Chapter, then I asked her who's the man, she said B-I-G. Then I bust in her E-Y-E.
Yo, we get dead wrong. The weak of the strong, we got it going on. You're dead wrong. The weak of the strong, who got it going on?
When I get dusted, I like to spread the blood like mustard. Trust it, my hardcore rain leaves you rusted. Move over, Lucifer, I'm more ruthless. Leave you toothless, you kip it, I flip it. Tears don't affect me, I hit it with the tech. G, disrespect me, my potency is deadly. I'm shooting babies, no ifs, ands, or maybe. Hit mummy in the tummy if the hooker plays a dummy. Slit the wrist, a little sis. After she sucked the dick, I stabbed her brother with the ice pick. Because he wanted me to fuck him from the back. But smalls don't get down like that.
Bring the bass back. What's up, y'all? Y'all listening to Misdemeanor Music on Freak Radio.
What?
Yes, exactly. Your one and only pirate radio station stealing the airwaves from Christian rock stations since 1994. Tonight, we have B-Self here, world famous artist. He's had various gallery shows in Belgium. In this last year, he just got off his world tour He just got off the plane from the Philippines. He's a little bit jet lagged right now.
Yeah, I lost all my money, man.
You lost all your money, dog. tell us about you. What's your name? What color are your eyes?
Well, they're very different times of the day, I think. So I guess we consider it a hazel tone or something like that.
Mm.
But anyways, I'm Brandon Self, and I guess I'm in this crazy world of art, and I guess I use art as a vehicle to project my voice to the world, I guess.
Beautiful, beautiful. What kind of mediums do you use particularly?
Well, my main disciplines, usually inks. That's my main, I guess, caliber, you know, my weapon of choice. But, you know, I've been dabbling more with oil paints, you know, to basically do, you know, cover art or album covers and things like that, you know.
Good shit. Yeah, I was peeping your stuff right over here on your website.
Yeah, the pictures don't really do it justice, but I try to get it close as possible. I don't know.
I feel you. If people want to peep the website while we're talking, you want to plug it real quick?
Yes, it's www.beselfart.webs.com. And the self is spelled with a PH.
Good shit, good shit. Yeah, y'all should check it out. It's a very impressive work. So where do you source your inspiration? Because I see a lot of distorted figures. A lot of times I notice you focus a lot on humans too.
Yeah.
You don't really do a lot of abstract shit. I mean, it's abstract, but you know, you focus on the human form a lot. Why do you choose to do that?
Well, I feel like I connect more with just figures itself. I mean, I really have trouble with connecting people to my work with just abstract, you know, expressionism. I mean, that's kind of outdated in my opinion, but you know, I feel like I can be a little bit more powerful with creating themes based on our society, like the things I'm exposed to, like violence, sex, you know those types of subjects, you know.
Yeah. Let's get into what we were talking about a little bit earlier. So growing up, what kind of things inspired you to do what you do now? Or you were talking about inspirations, you know, growing up in the 80s as a youth and how that sort of turned you into the kind of artist that you are today.
Yeah, you know, I remember watching a lot of G.I. Joes growing up, you know, always having the action figures and stuff. But one thing I noticed about, like, watching those cartoons is that you'd always see the gunshots from the characters shooting back and forth, but you never really see the damage that was done, you know. So we're obviously, like, subjected to violence all the time when we were younger, so obviously, I mean, I was one of those individuals that grew up in the educational system that was also exposed to a lot of the medications like Ritalin, Tofranil, antidepressants, and things like that. And I really think it's just, if you're different, I mean, and you're not a cookie cutter student, then I mean, you're kind of tossed aside. And that's one of the things that I like to focus on in my work as well.
What is that, sort of the alienation of people that don't fit into rigid boxes of being?
Right, right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's why I feel like, you know, projecting these things that we're all exposed to can definitely, you know, enable people to think critically about it.
I mean, don't you think that some people have to be sort of regulated in order to succeed? For example, in school, you know, like, how are children supposed to get through the school day if they're not forced to concentrate on certain things, you know?
To a certain extent, yes, but I mean, I guess if you get a lot of teachers that end up getting frustrated with a lot of students that are unable to pay attention to the subjects that are being taught, just because, I mean, when you're a kid, I mean, you're not gonna always want to pay attention to things that you don't really want, you're not really interested in, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
You could also say school is bullshit, because that's true too.
Well,
I mean, it's a trap for people.
Definitely, it could be a really big struggle for people, and that's, you know, I mean, it's subjective, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. What kind of things did you go to school for? Anything or?
Well, as far as like right now, or I mean,
yeah. I didn't know if you like went to maybe like special arts high school that you like.
No, I basically studied on my own. Basically, I've been drawing on walls with crayons since I was in diapers. You know, so it's...
I smell you. I smell you, dog. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's as far as my craft goes. I mean, it's been a long journey for me. You know, I've even tried to quit, but it just keeps on coming back to me. It's like when people ask me why I want to be an artist, it's something that I've questioned like many times before.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I come back to that, you know, the only conclusion I can come up with is we as artists are basically insane, you know? And I have a good, you know, explanation for that, because we as humans, going into a field knowing that there are slim opportunities to allow our survival to occur, you know, is insane itself, you know, because we're limiting ourselves basically to what we are able to ensure our survival, you know.
Mm. What do you mean by like ensuring your survival? Are you talking about as humans, as an artist?
Being able to eat, basically.
Gotcha. You know? Gotcha.
So, I mean, in the arts, I'm not just talking about, you know, limiting ourselves to painters or just people that depict images, or, you know, I'm talking about actors. I'm talking about, like, you know, live performance, musicians, you know, all of the above. I mean, yeah. We're all artists, basically, you know.
I gotcha. So what does motivate you as an artist? Or why do you keep on doing what you're doing, even if you're not necessarily making a lot of money off of it? Or not necessarily being received in the way that you want to be received, or people not understanding, you know, where you're coming from. Because I'm sure people have talked shit about what you're doing as well.
Yeah.
Or people are saying that you're promoting some sort of violent images of humanity, or that what you're doing isn't that talented. I mean, what kind of critiques have you had, and how do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, we as humans are really mean creatures, you know. You got to expect that going into that type of realm, you know. So, I mean, you got to take also, I don't know if I'm dancing around the question here, but mm-hmm. I mean, I think that, you know, if you get constructive criticism, you can take it however you want, you know, but as far as getting compliments, also take it, you know, to the grains of salt, because that makes you lazy as well, you know. So what I'm saying is that, you know, when you're basically being criticized or critiqued, I would try to, you know, keep on doing what you really want to do. I mean, like, if you're true to yourself, it shows, you know.
Yeah. Have you been doing any sort of art shows around the Bay, or?
I really want to get an exhibit going. I'm planning on it about next year, you know, when it starts getting more rainier. And, you know, me and my friends been talking about turning his house into a gallery. So,
cool shit.
David Payne.
Yeah, Dirty David Payne. So where'd you grow up at? Where are you from?
I was born in Hayward, and I was raised in Fremont.
Oh, shit. How did that go? How do you feel about the lower East Bay?
Oh, man, it's...
Raising.
I don't know. It's constantly changing. I don't know. It's, you know... It was a small town at first, and then it's gotten bigger, like, you know, drastically throughout the years, like, especially today, you know. Things are crazy, you know.
Yeah, I remember, because I grew up in Hayward. I was born in Oakland, grew up in Hayward, and
okay,
a little bit in visit my family a lot in Fruitvale. But, I mean, I noticed that, too, because you don't even think about it, but there used to be, like, fields and shit. Like, yeah, once in a while.
A lot of farmland and all that stuff, you know.
Even just driving by it a little bit, you know, I sort of remember, it was like, oh shit, where that Costco was at used to be like a flower field.
Yeah.
But like now it's just houses. And you don't even notice because it happens hella slowly, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know, what was just like an empty lot that was hella big and people fucked around in is now apartments.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You wouldn't even think about it. So same shit happens here in Santa Cruz. I've been here for 7 years off and on, and like you don't really notice, but as you drive around, you're like, oh shit, there used to be like a small house with like huge plants in the front and shit like that. And now it's a condo development.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's... I don't know.
No, you do know. Don't act like you don't fucking know, dog. You're just talking about it, man. Come on. Don't let them tell you what you know and don't know, all right? All right, be self. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. We're going to take a quick break, play some more shit. You were listening earlier to the Nebuchadnezzar dubstep release he had, Condemned into Exile. Let's see what we're about to have a little bit. Going to play some Crown Mob dub, some Mujabis. Going to be playing some Dead Prez a little bit, some E-40. We have Violet up in the studio.
Yeah.
Headbutting people with some hoop earrings, which y'all know about that shit. All right.
Violet.
E-40, move mean.
From Richmond, one of the sickest places in the back. Now he was from Oakland, Frisco, Berkeley, round that way. Over there by Telegraph? Nah, over there by Ashby. Why did they find his body in Fairfield? Don't ask me. The neighborhood MVP, programmed to go. But everybody in the Bay Area knew he had it coming though. His mama was a hoe, daddy on blow. Never been to church, so he never had a soul. That's just an example of how that shit got. But that's doing Sacramento. Stockton and Tracy, Pinole, Pittsburgh, Antioch, and Vallejo. Northern California, west coast to the Delta. They call me 40 water, whole water on my chest. From the hillside to the crest, they say my city's a mess. One minute a baby's born, next minute he laid to rest. Law enforcement understaffed, we put the police to the test. The nigga died with two thumpers on him, first time he wore a vest. That's why. Move me, move me, move me, move me, move me, move me.
You like how I'm moving, huh?
Move me,
trying to see what I'm doing. I'm out here, right where the knocks at. Got this 40 Glock cocked in my jock strap. Tinted windows round here, better park that. I don't play, I put one in your hard hat. I'm too slick, digs quick to move. When I get in the nigga ass, I got shit to do. Player slash coach, I call the shots. And just like a roach, I know all the spots. I'm all in the attic and under the house. I wake your ass up with a gun in your mouth. I switch cabs, cars, and buses. Might work a neck brace or borrow some crutches. I come through limping, hopping, and busting. Can't find who I'm looking for, I'm popping his cousin. Per shit getting funky, I'm the talk of the town. I'm hitting everything moving and knocking it down.
Move me, move me, move me, move me, move me, move me.
Feel more rich.
Move me.
What up, Foddy?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, motherfucker, this is what it is. Reputation alone, carry about 100 years. Fans said we selling dope, these niggas telling jokes. I'm a star, niggas watch me through a telescope. Rap shit is easy, shoot it like a free throw. Opportunity knocking, I'm watching through the people. Product of the projects, powder in the Pyrex. I was only 9, introduced to the process. Money being made, that's why they hate me. In the lab cooking, looking like a bakery. Fat nigga clean, looking like a million. Good with my words, give a bitch the right feeling. Feel more legend, speak to him like a reverend. Trying to see a meal before a nigga go to heaven. Three story is the game, street cred the machine. I'm a Frisco boss, a young dude, move me.
Move me, 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 move me.
You're supposed to. Here go the instructions. You're supposed to stay silent and be about your yapper out. You're not supposed to roll over and rat your loved ones out. You're supposed to have faith in a man up above. Gotta get that mail. You're not supposed to kill yourself, cause if you do, you're going straight to hell. You're supposed to always look in your rear view and your side view mirrors. You're not supposed to back down to hand, nigga, nor let him pump fear in. You're supposed to make the homies work for theirs. I know it's worse, but you're not supposed to keep spoiling, cause at the end of the day, that's gonna hurt. You're supposed to stay bossy, be a player about your shit. You're not supposed to check the nigga, my nigga. You're supposed to check your bitch. You're supposed to be careful what you wish for, cause it just might come true. You're not supposed to bite off more than you can chew. You're supposed to be an animal,
None of that crying and whining. You're not supposed to be a sucker like the cowardly lion. You're supposed to do your homework before you plan on getting down. You're not supposed to bring a knife to a gunfight, you clown. You're supposed to diss the dudes, the dose, and the dudes. The directions, instructions, the manuscript, the rules. Diss the dudes, the dose, and the dudes. The directions, instructions, the manuscript, the rules. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to smoke a joint like this, really and truly and righteous. You're not supposed to. Let it touch your lips, might get hepatitis. You're supposed to be a monster, the way I was born and where I'm from. You're not supposed to blow bubbles and pop your bubble gum. You're supposed to had a heart of a pit, lightweight sick. You're not supposed to pull a gun if you ain't with this shit. You're supposed to be a father to your child. You're not supposed to wait till they get grown and come around. You're supposed to never talk behind somebody back. You're not supposed to never think you won't get smacked. You're supposed to fuck with real niggas, no fake. You're not supposed to say something about somebody that you won't say to somebody face. You're supposed to pay your tithes, 10% to the Lord. You're not supposed to doubt or even second thought God. You're supposed to kiss your street sign, give it a hug. You're not supposed to say anything when it's your last lug. You're supposed to diss the dudes, the dolls, and the dudes. The directions, instructions, the manuscript, the rules. Diss the dudes, the dolls, and the dudes. The directions, instructions, the manuscript, the rules. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. 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 You're supposed to. Look at the bigger picture, not the smaller picture. You're not supposed to say the word nigga if you're not a nigga. You're supposed to have sex with a woman, not a man. You're not supposed to be married and don't wear your wedding band. You're supposed to remember the good and the bad times in the hood. You're not supposed to forget where you came from, cause that ain't good. You're supposed to stop bragging about everything that you done and bought. You're not supposed to turn your back on your family at the end of the day. That's all you got. You're supposed to pump your gas in the daylight, not the door. You're not supposed to fill your tank up 3 in the morning. That ain't smart. You're supposed to have your test to test your YOLA for you, Brian. You're not supposed to get down on your luck, go broke and wanna try. You're supposed to have your nigga back if he wrong or right. You're not supposed to run away and tuck your tail if it's a fight. You're supposed to grease me up, become you're a not beast. Supposed to lose contact with the streets. You're supposed to diss the dudes, the douse, and the dudes. The directions, instructions, the manuscript, the rules. Diss the dudes, the douse, and the dudes. The directions, instructions, the manuscript, the rules. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. 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 You're supposed to. No, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to, man. No, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to, man. No, you're not supposed to. Welcome, Droopy on the Black Man. Rejuvenated mob music, man. The new generation. Bitch!
Run the motherfucking rhythm.
My student.
Yes, I'm Sun Yi Teng. I've pledged myself to learn Kung Fu, but I know I'm still ignorant. I've a long way to go. I've been looking for a teacher without success, but I heard you're an expert, so I have come to test you out.
Test me? I thought you wanted to be my student.
I want to have the best teacher. But you can't beat me at Kung Fu. How can I ever expect to learn anything from you?
All right. You've got guts. And you're smart.
And if you do beat me, feel free to use this stick to beat me for my insolence. And I promise you my complete loyalty.
All right. And if you beat me, I'll not be your teacher.
I am very grateful.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now. The butterfly bit. Do you know any other stars? Against me.
I've learned so many styles, forgive me.
The study of kung fu fighting is ongoing. Don't ever hope to master all of them. So be careful.
Thank you for your advice.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here we go. We're about to continue this spectacular interview. So, Dirty Dizzle, put it on.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. So, B-Self, how's that 40 tasting?
It tastes yummy.
Baby, is that good?
Yeah, it's food in a bottle, man.
It's fresh from the tap taste.
Oh, God.
It's genuine. It's genuine draft.
I like to marinate my beer. I mean, it does a job.
And I like to marinate my liver in beer. No. It's pretty...
I call that pickling myself.
Dirty had some questions for you. He had some preordained questions.
Literate, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, before we were talking about your origins of art and what inspired you, I just kind of want to know... how your beginning art form was and started, and then how it evolved to what you're doing now. I know it's probably gonna be a long ordeal and crazy story and ride, but I'm willing to sit down and venture into your mind and figure out, you know, like when you first started figuring out what you want to express as an artist, and then how that just brought you to where you're at and your vision now. Because I think we heard a lot about how you feel about art today, well, at least, you know, your current mediums and whatnot.
Right. Well, basically, I mean, I could give you a long story of it. I mean, but to make a long story short,
not too short, please.
Okay. Well, I mean, like when I was a kid, I'd start off drawing like what I'd see as far as like, you know, cartoon characters and stuff like that, because, like, you know, I'd not always get the toys that I wanted, you know, so if I was able to, I guess, draw them, it'd be good enough for me. But I mean, that's how I started off, you know, drawing, and it just never really escaped me, you know. So I guess throughout, you know, my artist career, I mean, I got into high school and I started meeting friends that did like graffiti and were passing around black books and all that stuff, you know. And I thought it was pretty cool, and I just started to, you know, I guess dabble in it and come up with some cheesy name or whatnot. I think it was called Mystical at one point, but...
Were you very serious about that art form yet?
I wanted to, but I wasn't actually at the time. I mean, you know, I wanted to see where it would take me, you know, if I was going to be good at it or not, you know. But, you know, it was just basically who I hung around and, you know, kind of practiced and pulled my hair out quite a bit. And I was able to, I guess, catch on, create my own styles and, you know, basically give a fuck about what other people said. I mean, I've been called toy plenty of times, you know. But you eventually just kind of stop giving a fuck about what other people think and you know, just create a name for yourself, you know.
What kind of, how did you feel about your own writing when you were doing it, when you were doing graph? I mean, did you feel good about it? Did you feel like you were innovative in what you were doing? Or, you know, did you feel you made some good styles, some good stylistic choices? Is there any aspect of it that you're more into than others? Were you more into letters and shit like that? Did you get into stenciling more heavy? Or?
Well, at the time, a lot of, I guess... There were artists, graffiti artists back in high school that were doing more of the traditional kind of like pieces and stuff like that, like, you know, kind of the New York style. But, you know, other than that, I mean, there was another kind of group that would do more West Coast type style, like throwies and bubble letter type, you know, I guess penmanship and stuff. But, you know, I was more interested in piecing and stuff like that because it looked more appealing to me. But, you know, another thing that inspired me to do that was, you know, I guess, you know, going down to Southern California and when I was a kid and on trips to Disneyland or whatnot and looking off to the side of the freeway and seeing, you know, characters or cool, like, you know, kind of, you know, pieces and stuff, you know, all over the place, and it gave you something interesting and fun to look at while you're just bored as you know, on your way down there, you know.
And that's what life is about, you know, just making things interesting, and getting $50,000 fines for it. But
hey, it's worth $50,000. That artwork you just did was, you know, price tagged right there by the city for you. You don't need an evaluation of
biggest
the worth.
Biggest bidder. City of San Jose, biggest bidder on your piece, man.
Yeah. You have a lot of viewers being a graffiti artist. I think one of the main draws to being on the street artist is the fact that it's on the street. You don't need a gallery for it. It tends to just show up when you, especially you don't want it to.
Yeah.
Kind of like fucking gonorrhea or something.
Well, the thing that bugs me about it is that, you know, something that was extremely like pure became really mainstream and exploited, you know, based on people making money off of it, you know. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people today, you know, a lot of new cats, you know, coming up in that game that decide to turn it into a gang mentality, you know, and I don't think that's what it should be about, and I feel like it's kind of, you know, become redundant after a while.
You gotta protect your spot, man.
Hey, when are you gonna protect your spot?
So when
did
you...
someone goes over you, Toy, then what?
Oh.
Damn! Just gonna let him go over you like that, dog?
Yeah, I guess so.
if he draws prettier than you, if he has more pink in his piece, then you better let him slide.
Yeah.
You need more pink. You have to respect the outside the box thinkers. But I was also curious. So you went into graffiti, and that was like a lot of your beginning. But when did you transition, or do you still dabble with aerosol?
I still do it every once in a while. I mean, I'm not really that serious. It's not where my heart's at, you know, at this moment. I mean, I kind of, you know, got more into illustration, and I feel like that element of graffiti kind of helped me transition into a new style, what I come through nowadays, you know, and depicting, you know, the graphic, you know, content in my pictures, you know. And so essentially it's come down to mostly like just documenting my just certain events or what I see fit to document, you know.
Is there anyone who you feel inspired by in the East Bay graph scene right now, or anyone you think is doing something unique that other people should be paying attention to?
You know, I kind of look kind of bigger than that, or farther than that. I mean, what really inspires me right now is a lot of cover art, you know, when it comes to like graphic novels and stuff like that. I mean, like an Australian artist who's an oil painter, his name's Ashley Wood. And you know, and there's also Ben Templesmith, another Australian guy who does amazing work, you know. And you know, I'm those are the people that are inspiring me right now. I mean, like before that was Ralph Steadman for his messy like splatters and you know, amazing work. I you know. That's where I'm at
now. That sounds delightful.
Tasty. We have a bunch of rabid chihuahuas in the studio right now. They're very sedated. We're trying to make sure that things are calm, cool, and collected. Oh my God, Mr. Wonderlift is here. I also want to plug, we're going to have the Osmond Group performing live very soon. The Osmond Group is going to be playing tomorrow at the Namaste Community House. What time? 6 p.m. Y'all need to fucking 6 to 8?
Yep.
6 to 8. Y'all need to peep it. It's in Squid Row. It's free. Get some chai.
I'm going to that.
Dirty Dizzle's going.
I'm bringing the chickens.
Damn, he's bringing the chickens. Bringing the pair of chickens, dog. It's about to get raw. Well, we're going to let the... oh, shit. Lord Whittle's here. Violet's here. Erica B and Q. And, we have what's your name? Thomas is gonna be spitting in a little bit. He's gonna be doing some poetry in a hot minute. He needs a pen. Mm. Oh shit! Look at this. Oh my God! You got some toilet paper right there. You could. Woo!
Hey, break him off some of that Coors Light.
Break
box.
You off a sheet, dog. But we had to play some Odd Future real quick.
Yeah.
We got to play some Odd Future. Lord Whittle's been producing Odd Future's new album. He's been in the studio with them very recently. It's been Lord Whittle, can you talk real quick into the mic about how it's been doing the production for Odd Future's new album?
Hello, is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely not my best work so far. But there are really some great guys, and they have some potential, I'd say. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I'll give a quick shout out to people at 7-Eleven on Laurel Street that sold me my hot dog and my mint chip. It's